Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Video games can be a solitary affair when you're a lone wolf hero, but they don't always have to be. Games with great sidekicks can help up the quality of the narrative, the nuance of gameplay mechanics, and your emotional investment in the characters. Whether it's a companion who joins you for your entire journey, an optional party member, or an adorable green dinosaur, sidekicks can make your life more fun and a hell of a lot easier with their suite of abilities. Of course, most games want to make sure you're fully aware of your sidekick's abilities. Think Elizabeth in Bioshock Infinite throwing you ammo, or Fire Emblem Three Houses' Lysithia, who has a mastermind ability that can get her double the XP in battles. Both of these examples are signposted, but not every sidekick ability is, and there've been some great ones you may not have caught in your first playthrough. If any of these did manage to get by you, you'll absolutely want to know about them. I'm Jess for What Culture, and here are 10 secret sidekick abilities that you've totally missed. Number 10, Fane's Lockpick Fingers, Divinity Original Sin 2. Divinity Original Sin 2 lets you create your own character or select one of six pre-made options, complete with their own backstories, relationships, and skills. One of these characters is the undead Eternal party member, Fane. Divinity Original Sin 2 can be played a number of ways, with plenty of different combinations of characters, so you'd be forgiven for not digging into the skill set of every single one of them. If you didn't include Fane in your party at all, or just didn't make him your party's thief, you may not have noticed that he has a unique ability wherein he can open chests and doors without the use of a lockpick. He just uses his bony fingers. Skeleton key. Get it? Yeah. You'll still actually have to give him the thievery skill if you want him to break into crap for you, but if you do, you'll absolutely save on lockpicks. Number 9. Ellie Resurrects You, The Outer Worlds. Staying on the RPG train, it is no secret that The Outer Worlds has tons of companion perks. Many of these are shared across all of your teammates, though characters also have unique abilities. It's fair enough if you haven't dug through all of them, as you can only carry around two companions at a time. But if you're a fan of Ellie, you may have noticed she has one particularly useful unique perk. The CPR perk is a tier 3 ability, which pretty much enables Ellie to bring you back from the dead and then some. Not a bad way to come out of a brush with death. Number 8, Vincent's Ultimate Limit Break, Final Fantasy VII. If you've already got this one, then you would definitely know how handy Vincent Valentine's Ultimate Limit Break can be in a pinch. Vincent functions pretty differently to the other characters when it comes to his limit breaks. He only has one limit break for each level, and each transform him into a totally different creature. While you do lose the ability to control him in this state, his standard moveset is replaced with some seriously lethal alternatives. None more so than his ultimate, where he transforms into chaos. Achieving this ability can be a little troublesome though. You'll first need to acquire the submarine and then head over to Lucretia's Crystal Cave. The cave is fairly tricky to find, to the west of Costa del Sol, but once there it's just a matter of having Vincent in your party, watching a bunch of cutscenes, engaging in 10 battles, and returning to the cave with Vincent in your party again to grab his ultimate weapon Death Penalty and the Chaos Limit Break. Chaos's physical attack will do 250% damage to all enemies, and he can potentially instantly kill enemies using a move called Satan Slam. So yeah, you're probably gonna want that. Number 7, Kim's Dance Moves, Disco Elysium. Okay, so this one isn't technically a gameplay-altering secret ability, but it is an optional secret event associated with your sidekick that's pretty hard to unlock. And I do love this game and this sidekick, so let me tell you about it. Your sidekick and partner in Disco Elysium, Kim Kitsuragi, is many things, aside from a fan favorite character. He's a consummate professional criminal investigator, a master of authority with the power to control you with the shifting of his eyebrow, and apparently a dance machine. You'll need to undergo a lengthy multi-stage quest, which can't be started until day 3. It involves helping some ravers start up a nightclub in the church. If you successfully pass the necessary speech checks, help out or boot out the scientist presently residing in the church, pass a tricky composure check to get dancing with the raver Andre, and pass another legendary check, you'll successfully bully the generally reserved Kim into dancing. You'll then be treated to his sick dance moves as he grooves along to a pumping electro house beat that you will never get out of your head. Sorry in advance. Number 6, Man's Terrifying Best Friend, Wasteland 3. Wasteland 3 demands a lot of trial and error in character building. There's simply too many options for you to be across every possible build and its advantages and disadvantages at the start of the game. If you do decide at this point to be a friend of furry things though, and give one of your companions Animal Whisperer, you'll notice you get various perks depending on which animal you've got tagging along with your team. You'll need to sink points into Animal Whisperer to get better animals, but if you get it all the way up to 10, you'll find you can recruit an extra special furry buddy. South of the abandoned oil well is a location called the Massacre Site. There you'll find plenty of buried bodies, a ton of corpses, and a honey badger. While he may be an odd-looking little guy, he does a crazy amount of damage, is pretty untouchable, and adds a bonus to downtime, the stat which determines how many turns you can cling to life before you become incapacitated. Very handy. Number 5, Atreus' Ratatoska Summon, God of War. Atreus is certainly among the upper echelon of actually useful sidekicks. He helps out Kratos in all sorts of ways, from his agility and endurance to his linguistic ability, archery skills, and runic summoning ability. One particular summon, Ratatoska, is fairly tricky to acquire. Unlike other summons, this animal companion can talk, although maybe you wish he wouldn't. That's because he's not too stoked about being summoned, and he's happy to tell you about it. Ratatoska can be acquired by reaching the Light Elf Outpost after picking up the magic chisel. There you'll find a Nornir chest that requires quite a lot of adept rune hunting to open, but doing so will grant you the Bitter Squirrel runic summon. This guy makes it super clear with a sea of insults that he is not okay with being summoned, but depending on which arrows Atreus has equipped, he will nonetheless dig you up health stones or rage stones, so that's pretty useful. Even if he does claim to have rabies, and rip into you incessantly. Number 4, Odin the Guardian Force, Final Fantasy VIII. Odin is an optional boss and pseudo-summon who is a lethal and useful sidekick to have on your team if you can acquire him. To have him join the good guys, you'll need to find and defeat him in a tricky battle where he won't attack you, but you'll need to deplete his HP within the given time limit. If you manage to do so, you're seriously rewarded, as Odin will then randomly appear at the beginning of a random encounter and decimate enemies instantly with his Zantatsuken ability. You won't actually be able to control him in this state, and he doesn't tend to rock up for boss battles, but the amount of damage he does is seriously impressive. If you do obtain Odin before battling Sifa at the top of Lunatic Pandora, you'll instead have access to Gilgamesh, a different summon, albeit one who functions similarly. If you pick up Odin after this battle though, you'll get to keep him and his impressive attack. Number 3, Kitty Kong's Water Skip, Donkey Kong Country 3. Not every secret psychic ability requires uncovering a secret boss fight or doing a ton of legwork. Some are just a hop, skip, and a jump away. I'm sorry, that was terrible. If you played Donkey Kong Country 3, you may have encountered this ability already, or you didn't and likely wish you had. The water skip can be executed by Kitty Kong by the player pressing Y to make him roll off of a platform and then hitting B before hitting the water to make him bounce. You can make Kitty bounce twice in a row, and the second time he can hop higher than the first. This is especially handy to help you reach high up or far away platforms that the other Kongs can't get to. Number 2, Viking's Best Friend, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Being a Viking can be seriously hard work. It's all settlement building, castle assaulting, and alliance forming. At some point, it'd be really nice to have a furry friend along for the ride. Luckily, Valhalla lets you do just that. This one isn't tricky to unlock, but it's far less clear than most of Valhalla's quests. In your home settlement of Ravensthorpe in England, you'll be approached by a boy asking for Eivor's help in freeing a wolf. If you do so, the wolf will take a liking to you and follow you back to the settlement. You'll also get the man's best friend ability for your trouble, which lets you summon your wolf in battle to attack your foes. Coupled with the little white cat you can pick up, which hangs out on your long ship, there's no more lonesome Viking adventures for you. Number 1, Yoshi's Secret Abilities, Super Mario World. As one of the most famous sidekicks in gaming, Mario's best reptile mate is an indispensable companion to Mario in a ton of the Plumber's adventures. In Super Mario World, Yoshi has a suite of unique abilities, many of which are due to the fact that he can do different things based on his color. Each different colored Yoshi has a different ability, particularly when coupled with a Koopa Troopa shell. Blue Yoshi can fly, and any other colored Yoshi with a blue shell can also fly. Red Yoshi with a green shell can breathe fire like a regular little dragon, and any colored Yoshi with a red shell can also breathe fire. Yellow Yoshi with a green shell gets super powerful stomps capable of taking out any enemies sharing his platform, while any color Yoshi with a yellow shell can also execute this move. No matter the color he's sporting, there's likely a fancy new ability you'll want to take advantage of.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.